Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffert, Leffert Commodities. Tom, it's time once again for the supply and demand report, some ending stock numbers, and possibly some revised production estimates going on from USDA. How do we turn out today?
Well, in the old crop ending stocks, we found corn lower number than trade expected. We was looking for 911 million bushels carried over for the old crop. It came in at 880, so that's positive. The soybeans came in a little higher than expected at 200 million. That is 20 million more than they showed in June. Now, when you look at new crop ending stocks, corn was supposed to have been just slightly over a billion bushels. It came in at only 870 million, so that's positive. We also saw soybeans come in below what we saw in June at 175 million, and we saw the wheat come in lower than what we were in June and lower than what the trade was looking for at 670 million bushels. So all this is mostly good, especially for corn and wheat on these ending stock numbers. Now, the USDA's revised wheat production numbers from their June numbers, all of them are just a little higher than what we had previously seen in June, and we saw the Kansas wheat crop increase by 11 million bushels up to 273 now. We're also looking this morning when we're seeing those lower corn ending stocks, they increased ethanol by 10 million bushel on usage and exports by 10 million bushels, so that helped pull these ending stock numbers down. They left the yield on the corn unchanged at 158.7 bushels per acre, and the production has been raised to 13.47 billion, a record corn production. Now, other than that, the market's got some good news this morning. We've yet to see opening calls from the floor. This is definitely positive for the corn. Hopefully it can pull the wheat and the soybeans up too. But keep in mind, we're also still operating under the umbrella of seeing these markets hold lower from the European debt problems out there. So we're going to have to see whether or not we can overcome that this morning. But this is more of a positive report than we expected.